Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Hello there and welcome to a very special podcast. It is Joe McGrath.
Hi.
Joe Smith.
Yeah.
Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh yes, hello, back again.
And what it is a top 10 moments. Yes, we're looking back.
And it is 10.
On 2023.
Oh.
Now, Joe, what happened is
the year that almost never was.
Why?
They were going to get rid of it, weren't they?
They were just going to skip over it.
They were nearly, yeah, they were talking about it, the UN and all that.
But it was quite sad.
Yeah. They said it's no good. It's not going to be any good.
I'm glad we're still here.
Me too. And not only was it, did it happen, there was loads of good things happened, didn't there?
It is.
And, you know,
what
name
the best thing
right
happened
here
in 2023?
What, global or me?
For you.
Going up Ben Nevis was good.
Right. Going up Ben Nevis?
Yeah.
Just going up a mountain.
What did you do?
I went on holiday to Spain.
What?
Loved it.
What's the difference?
Well, one's rainy and tiresome.
Didn't rain.
One's sitting on a bench. On a bench. Sitting on a lilo.
You sat on a bench?
I've sat on a bench once when I was in Spain.
Did you love it?
Loved it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so what has happened is we asked you just before the end of 2023 to send in your best bits, your favourite moments of the pod.
Yeah.
And here we have the best of the best. Now, these moments we're going to watch now, mm-hmm, I've all been voted several times or more. Number one is the most voted clip slash moment.
Can we explain
of the
why
pod
you look so red and clammy, by the
why
way?
Why do I look so red? I don't look that red.
You do a bit. You do?
Do a fuck.
You ate a bit of hot chicken.
It was quite hot.
This is immediately after Joe ate some hot chicken.
I've had some spicy food. My tongue is still on fire, but I'm braving it.
You're doing really well.
Thank you very much. It was a joy to put this episode together. I have been working hard with the minions in the background to present to you
Filet mignons.
In at number 10, can we get a drum roll? We have, now these don't have exact titles.
Okay.
Do you want to title them ourselves?
Yeah, what happens?
In at number 10.
I don't know any of these.
Ethan sleeps through his Newcastle big day when he really wanted to have a great moment watching the football. Here's the clip.
This is a mad one, right? So I went to bed.
You were so excited for the next day.
For the next day, so Newcastle playing West Ham. Full day of football on the Saturday. A Saturday off. Lovely. So I went to bed and I woke up at about 9 o'clock and I thought, oof, I could do with an extra bit of a lion.
How about another hour?
Yeah. I said 10:30 is what I'd done. Next thing you know, I woke up at 5 p.m. and I missed the whole day. I was asleep for 16 hours. I missed everything. I put my phone on. Newcastle lost 3-0 at home to West Ham. I couldn't believe it.
How can you possibly go, one more hour. Wake up 8 hours late. You'd already had 8 hours.
I couldn't believe it. I was so freaked out because I was thinking it must be 5 a.m.
That's fucking mental.
How old were you, a kid?
No, this is like 2 years ago.
There's so much to pick apart.
He slept for 16 hours.
That is
so stupid.
You'd be worried about yourself if you slept for that long. Yeah. Something's up.
I think I've got some sort of like blood clot. Like, I've got some sort of disease, something, maybe a carbon monoxide leak.
Yeah.
Something's going on for me to sleep for 16 hours uninterrupted. Well, he's interrupted it, but another 8 hours on top of his normal night's sleep.
Now, if you were doing that job, would you have set an alarm at 9 o'clock? If you woke up before, I'm going to have an extra hour in bed.
In all honesty, if I just thought, I'm keeping the room dark, I'm not looking at my phone, I'm going to sleep as long as I possibly can, the latest I'm waking up is like 12 p.m. 1 p.m.
Yeah.
I can't imagine sleeping till 5 p.m. That's absolutely, Ethan, that is astonishing.
Well, the thing was I did wake up, like you heard, and I was ready to go about the day, but in that moment by falling asleep again, it was almost as if the pattern reset. Another 8 hours or so.
Another 8 hours just loaded in the chamber, wasn't it? Ready to go again.
But I'm one of my talents, I must say, is I can fall asleep quite easily. Like, if you put me on like a train or something, and I'm bored, I can just go to sleep if I want to.
Really?
I'm always tired.
That's a great talent.
Do you know what was great? It was that just the story
never
built.
Never been any energy.
And it built to the point where Newcastle losing at home 3-0 was just the cherry on top of the cake. And that's why many people thought that Ethan James, that was a top 10 moment. Right?
Fantastic.
Right. In at number 9, I can title this one myself. My dog shags Ethan's coat.
Oh.
This wasn't a public episode. This was a come down with me.
Which many, is one of the specials we've done on our Patreon. Ethan's done it, Joe's done it, I'm up next. Where we go, take it in turns, doing a little come down with me, making the best 3-course meal we can, and we rate each other's meal. When we got to Joe's house, we didn't realise that Ethan, first of all, was scared of dogs.
Shit, he's scared.
Terrifying. He's scared of dogs. Terrifying. And we also didn't realise that Buck really took a shine to Ethan. And yes. When I say shine, it was the shining red bell end.
That's
of your up. Dog, wasn't it?
This is Buck, this is Ethan. Do you want to hold him?
No.
Do you
want
to... How are you today? Can I take your coat?
Yeah. I guess you can.
Sorry, I'm pro at this.
No, that's alright, yeah.
Buck, take that to your room.
No, he's not giving that to the dog.
Sorry, no. He likes to have sex with coats.
Stop. That's a dick. Stop. That's a dick. Fuck off.
Every now and again, if a piece of like a duvet or something's in the air, he shags it. He must try to have a dominance thing, Ethan.
That's
fucking... So,
thanks, Joe.
I'm amazed Ethan going, tell him to stop.
Tell him to stop. Ethan can't believe it. He actually comes to you and just says, Joe, make it stop.
Tell him to stop.
No. It was a moment we couldn't quite believe, could we?
No, because you said, almost, not jokingly, but optimistically, Buck likes to have sex with coats.
Yeah.
And almost on cue.
Now, Ethan, has your coat ever recovered?
Well, I've actually got that coat with me today, but I must say...
Check it for stains.
I was a wee bit put off for a while, and I did get another coat, which became the fan favourite, but once the fear set aside... I moved back to it, because I just love that coat.
I mean, after all, it is a great coat, isn't it?
Oh,
there's
yes.
a reason why Buck did what
and
he did.
Didn't do anything weird to it. No extra liquids were on your coat at all. It was just a humping.
I don't think so. I think I would have been too fearful to even check
Well,
that
the best
part.
Way to check if clothes are wet, because you know, sometimes you bring them from outside and you think, I'm not sure if they're wet or just cold. If you rub your lips against it...
Oh, no.
That,
stop
the,
it.
The lips are very good at detecting moisture, so what stop you should it. Have done in the moment was just rub your lips against the coat
no.
and you tell if it was wet or just cold.
Ethan James.
That's,
well, Ethan James getting 2 top 10 moments
He's
already.
Well.
Do you remember this next clip? In at number 8. Welcome to Joe Smith Goes Through My Diet, which in this time of the year, we are sort of entering into my new diet phase. Let's just watch it, please.
So on my fitness pal, when you go to log an item of food, it comes up with your recent food history.
Go on.
What you've eaten recently. So here's some of Joe's in his recent food. This must be the last time he's tried logging your food. Simply sausages. Honey.
Honey?
Pork chops. Jelly.
Jelly.
Oh, you're a 6-year-old at a birthday party. I love how you've gone into like, right, I'm going to do my fitness pal. I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to track it. And you're eating pork chops and jelly like a cartoon character.
I don't know what to say. And I don't really remember my pork chops and jelly phase.
Do you think that's healthy?
Did it ever work? I don't think it did.
Do you think that's a good diet?
No, but at the moment...
Sausages and honey. That's what
so
a bear
bad.
Eats.
It's so bad. Ethan, when you were laughing your head off there, jelly is a crazy thing for me to have, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me, Drew.
What do you mean it doesn't surprise you?
Well, after doing this for a while now, the rinse and repeat with you is trying lots of different things and maybe a way to balance your addiction to shit food and trying to be healthy at the same time and mixing it all up. It's confusing.
It is confusing. But it got itself firmly into the place of a top 10 moment. Cast your minds back, Ethan. You'll remember this one very, very well. Mm. And it was the time we had the pleasure of welcoming Ethan's mum into the studio. The build-up was immense. I mean, Ethan, what was it like for you when you realised it was going to happen?
Well, she was very keen. She really wanted to come down, and I wasn't so keen because I knew maybe some things about me could be exposed or whatever. Yeah. But I'm quite open with my mother, so I thought I'd be okay and it would be more controlled than I was maybe fearing. But she did enjoy it, but the duration of the episode was quite painful for me, it must be said.
The whole episode got into the top 10, but the one moment I'd like to point out was when you grilled Ethan's mum on their pets, because for those who don't know, your pets die a lot, don't they?
They've been a strange sort of set of events over the years of lots of pets dying and being unwell and lasting a week, and it felt like something more was going on, didn't it, Ethan?
Let's have a little watch of this.
Do you remember the cats? Who were some of your favourites?
We had three main ones. So there was Smarmy.
Smarmy.
So where did that come from? We need to get to the bottom of this, because Ethan just said it was called Smarmy Puke or something like that. And then he said why? And he said because that's the colour. But what is that? No one's ever heard of that.
No. It was Smarmy Puke because it rhymed with Marmaduke. Oh. But he used to...
So that was just not right, that just, Ethan.
Yeah.
So it rhymed with Marmaduke.
Yeah, so he was a big... Smarmy was a big ginger cat.
Right.
Then there was Rizzler.
So did named you actually after buy cigarette Rizzlers? Paper. He even said that you went to buy Rizzlers and come back with a cat.
Slightly muddled up memory.
Ethan, have you just been lying the whole time?
There were many Rizzler papers at the cottage, is true. And Rizzler would drool a lot.
No, that's Rambo.
Oh, Rambo drooled a lot. Yeah. So Rizzler would lie on people's heads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was wrong with Rambo, do we think?
Rambo was just a foul... special needs cat. He dripped and he'd slavered. Yeah.
What happened to them all? Would you get back and one of them would be missing or one of them would be gone?
Dember.
Let's just Dember say Bar. How it is.
Dember. Ethan's Dember cat.
Ethan's basically Dember? Painted a picture of you killing pretty much everyone.
Oh, no, we loved them. They all lasted a long time, these cats. Smarmy was 17 or 18 when he disappeared. Oh, yeah, he was an old one. Dember did only last one day.
I feel as though we didn't get enough of an answer from her. She sort of skirted the questions a little bit, didn't she? These pets can't just keep dying all the time.
And now, in 2024, you got a new pet.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
How long are you giving it?
Digby dog. Digby in that dog's grave very time soon, I'm sure.
That's awful. That's horrible. Is he doing well?
He's only little.
How is he?
He's like 13 weeks, but he's lovely. He's enjoying life.
Why is he so... For now. He's not asleep. He's not napping next to us. Number six.
Let's get into number six.
It was
this
lovely
was the time
as well. Thank you very much for coming on.
In at number six, we're calling this awkward celebrity encounters. This was voted by a lot of people when I unfortunately met an actor. I went to the Tacover Festival.
Right.
And when I got there, I had a couple of drinks, and I'm hosting the stage, so there's a bit of downtime. And an actor walks past me.
Okay.
And
male or female?
A male actor.
Okay.
And he is called, and he's a good-looking lad. He's called Kingsley Ben-Adir. He looks like this. You ever seen him? Kingsley Ben-Adir. He's in the new Barbie film.
Nice.
He's in a couple of Marvel films. He's brilliant. At the Taco
so
Festival.
So he's very much, you know, at the peak of his powers at the minute, isn't it? Because that's a good run. That.
Is it?
Marvel.
And he's in the Barbie. He's the new Bob Marley, the new Bob Marley biopic.
So he's about to go through the roof.
He's about to go through the roof.
Yeah.
I did something so embarrassing. I stopped and went, oh my God, it's you.
Oh no.
Oh my God, Joe.
I
it's all happening in slow motion, this. I went, oh my God, it's you. I didn't even know his name, really. He, oh my God. Joe, I can't do this, actually. I think I'm going to stop the story. I said, oh my God, because I was so stunned by it. Because he was in Marvel. I love Marvel. He's in The Secret Invasion. He was tearing up. I went, oh my God, it's you. And then he went, yeah. Oh.
I hate this. I don't know where this is going to go, but I know you've obviously got...
Oh, no, no, it does get worse, a little bit worse. So we had a civilised chat.
Why did you say, oh my God, it's you?
I was stunned by it, Joe. I literally was stunned by his presence.
So did you know who he was?
Yeah, I knew who he was. I knew he was in Barbie, but I just didn't know his name. Oh. Like, so at the end of, oh, at the end of the conversation, he goes, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, nice to meet you. He wants to get rid of me. I can tell. Nice to meet you. What's your name? I'm Joe. I went, what's your name? This isn't the worst of it, Joe.
How, why would you go over to someone and say, oh my God, it's you, and then say, what's your name?
I'm the person that I dislike in this situation. So I'm trying to make up for it, right? I go over to what is the best food vendor, food brand at the minute, a guy called Chicken George. Chicken George's food is incredible.
He makes chicken by any chance.
He makes chicken. So he was at the taco.
He had no choice being born with the name Chicken George, though, did he?
No. Anyway, the guy who runs it called Chris.
you know his fucking name?
Chris. I want to know his name. I went to him. Oh, this is so bad. I'm just trying to make up for this.
Come on, just get it.
I said, that guy over there, if he comes over, get some food, just sort him out. He's a VIP. You know, it'll be a great look for you. Of course. So he said, what? He's looking, what does he look like? So I get a picture up of him on my phone. God, this is not fun. I went, that's what he looks like. And he went, right, okay. So he had a look at him, yeah, yeah. Anyway, I'm wondering about, and I see him again, I bump into him and go, oh, by the way, Chicken George said, if you need anything, he'll sort you. You know, he knows who you are. He said, sort you. Yeah, he said, are they any good? I went, are they any good? I went, of course they are. I went to get a pitch. I went to show him. Oh, God. I went to show him the picture that I took. Oh, God. Oh, I'm sick. I went to show the picture that I took of his food, Chicken George's food prior, and his face is on my phone. I showed him a picture of his own face prior to then showing him the food. So not... And you know what the triple threat is?
Oh, God.
The triple threat is... Chris went, oh, no. Chris, at the end of the festival, came up to me and said, I must have missed that guy. I said, no, you didn't. He's got all of his food from you. Oh, he said, oh, I've charged him.
So you're awful. Never going to be mates with Kingsley Benadire. We can
no,
tell you that
and
much.
He's in the new Bob Marley film coming out in February. Trying my best to sort of help him out. Right, in at number five, this snuck in at number five, and we can put a clip in now, but we'll interview at the end. Number five, you spending 24 hours in a McDonald's.
Mm. Right, so in 13 hours and 15 minutes, I've eaten a double sausage and egg McMuffin, two hash browns, one apple pie, 20 nuggets, four drinks, a quarter pounder with cheese meal, a McSpicy meal, a McPlant meal, and two portions of chips, which I think clocks in at 11 hours and 45 minutes off the 24 hours. I've spent 13 hours and 15 minutes in there, and it's time for me to never go back again. Oh, yeah, I hope you feel happy, Joe. I really do. All you have to do is wax you back and you only let me do it three times. It's hardly the same, is it? Ruined my day.
How was it, Joe?
First 6 hours, fantastic. Just got to go on my phone and eat Mackey's. The middle sort of 12 hours,
yep.
A bit rough.
Why?
Because then you're a bit bored. People stop coming to visit me. You know, you just
eat
Mackey's.
What do you mean people stop wanting to come visit you?
I'm seeing people working their shift, go home and then come back. That's not good. And then the final 6 hours, got a bit of momentum again. Lizzie came to see me,
yeah.
had a few more Mackies, had a little nap. It was lovely.
It was. So we've got another forfeit coming when I have to be Ethan's assistant.
Yeah, you need to sort that out because you've been
I will get on it. But are you excited for that, Ethan?
Well, yeah, although the power of it, I don't really know how far one can go.
You can push him as far as you want.
But Yeah, I just need to realise that opportunity to its full potential.
Get him to do whatever you want. Clean your toilet with his gob. He has to do it. Whatever you have to do it. Well, he has to do it.
I don't have to do that. I've got rights.
Little sex boy, aren't you?
Yeah. Right, let's move on. In at number four. This is an iconic moment from Ethan James when he decided he was going to, instead of politely asking a man to stop talking to him, just freeze and not say anything. Let's have a little watch of this.
But, like, I know it's a very fascinating story, but he talked about me for so long. Yeah. I had to pretend I was ill.
What?
I had to pretend.
No. Not cancer again.
What do you mean? What do you mean? He talked to me for so long, I had to pretend I was ill. What's that?
Well, I was really cold, you see. I was really properly cold. So I almost, like, pretended that I froze.
You have to explain. You got so bored. You pretend that you froze.
So I pretended that I was like slowing down, and like I was.
Fuck me. His head must have. I tell you what, he's got all these fascinating stories. You're probably one of them now. Why, I was at this gig I saw madness, spoke to a gentleman. By the end of it, he just didn't move.
Young lad he was. Couldn't remember if it was first or his second job, but it was certainly one of the early ones. And he just, the fucker just froze in front of us.
You just basically weirded him out, didn't you, Ethan?
Well, it was at the Madness concert, and I'd been there, it was freezing. And I was outside for like a very long time, and honestly, he talked to me for hours just about his whole crazy life, and it got to the point where I was going mad just listening to him. Quite literally, the reaction was quite bizarre in itself. Yeah. I assume, but when you're desperate, you've got to think fast.
You have, think fast, think frost.
Yes.
And you just completely seized up, didn't you?
Well, like I said, the only thing I had going for me at the time was it was cold. So yeah. That what came to my mind to get out of this situation was the only thing I was thinking of.
It's a freeze up.
Yeah.
Such an insane thing for your brain to jump to that. That's absolutely sensational.
Right, and team, strap yourself in because we have entered the top three.
The big three.
Most of these votes, I can tell you, that in the top three, one episode has got two top three moments.
Wow.
And it is episode 39, just making it, as it came out on the 13th of January.
11 months ago.
And I believe this is our first ever Friday show.
Yes, I know what you're talking
about.
And
in at number three, it was the man who did the 250,000 calorie kebab challenge.
Yeah.
What a story.
You didn't tell me, by the way, that you'd made it into the newspaper.
Oh, here we go.
Man who ate 124 kebabs in a month says it hurt him physically and psychologically.
Can I say I've interviewed this man?
No way!
Yeah.
No way!
He did it for charity, didn't he?
Yeah!
I've got his number now, call him!
Ring him!
Kebab man.
Ring him now!
Because I said I'd catch up with him on the show and I never did.
Ring him now.
No. Go on, read out the story.
A junk food loving dad who's eaten 124 kebabs in the space of just 1 month in an epic kebabathon.
Kebabathon,
consuming a staggering 250,000
calories. Do you know
where
his favourite is?
Des Beakey from Manchester says he's been hurt psychologically and physically after eating 4 meat wraps every evening. Where's his favourite?
Leverhulme Bakery.
In the 9 out of 10 club as well. I didn't know he was from Manchester, but the engineer who polished off his donner on New Year's Eve, haven't we all, if you know what I mean, when you get back to the hotel room, who knows what might happen, says he feels a huge sense of accomplishment. I love how they put that in quotes, like, we'll let him say it, but we aren't going to agree with that. Says he's felt a huge sense of accomplishment. After raising an £1,000, which...
Don't be tight.
Which is good. However... I know the average price of a kebab is about £6. Right? That's if he's not having chips. He spent £744 on the kebabs.
That's shocking. That is shocking.
This is... I'm out. No comments.
That's ridiculous. What a fucking waste of time.
I mean, it is ridiculous, isn't it?
I mean, what an iconic story.
It's fantastic.
It's legendary. It's just because of the way Ethan reacted to
it. Ethan just... When he really... Because we sort of... I slowly got to the point of just working out the numbers of this thing.
Yeah.
And it is absolutely obscene, isn't it? The amount of money
so
he raised and spent.
Good. It is so
He's
good.
He's broke even for charity.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
He's probably took 10 years off his own
love
life.
It. And good luck to him. He didn't do it this year. I think he might be dead.
No, he's not dead. Don't say that. It's not.
Well, he's gone. He went from eating 3 kebabs a day to 4. He can't do 5 a day. Let's see. Bring it on. 2025. In at number 2.
What a clip, though, Ethan. Well done.
This is what many people thought might be the top spot, but it isn't the top spot. But it is one of our, and it is our biggest clip of all time.
It's our biggest ever clip.
And it was the fart WhatsApp group. Let's play. Rule 1. You can always talk about the club. Rule 2. Voice notes only. Use 3. Use emojis to react to others and give a sense of how impressed you are. Rule 4. All new users must reply in the group for 48 hours of being added. Rule 5. Follow through is instant ban.
What?
I've been added to a group where men record themselves farting. That was Andrew's there. Here's Daryl, my old housemate. That was a bad one, that Daryl, wasn't it? That is awful. Do you know who's a big... Gaz Young, you are disgusted. He just sort of gets involved every single day. Gaz Young must have something wrong with him. He's an absolute animal. Where was the one that absolutely blew my head off when I heard it? Was this one it? Oof, no, that sounded like a follow through to me. I'd do a VAR in that one. I've only got... Oh, here was it. This one, the anticipation on this one was unbelievable. Look how long it is. It's a 6-second clip. And you can just... The thing with these voice notes is you can see when the noise is being made.
See the way
so the falls. Anticipation is like... This one was mad. I was on the edge of my seat. It was such a small, violent one.
Oh, fuck me.
I recorded this very late at night.
Is this yours?
On
Have you had
Sunday.
Any in there yet?
I recorded this very late at night on Sunday. No reaction to mine yet. The fart WhatsApp group there, such legacy it has
it's
in this
a, it's pod. A classic. We need to come back to it, I think. I think we should revisit a couple months on.
Maybe once a month.
Where the fart WhatsApp group is now. Maybe we should do that for next week's episode.
Ethan,
I think that's a good idea.
You don't like it, do you?
Well, I think even some Patreon and viewers have expressed the overuse of Fart Club and how it's probably not that funny.
You say that. We only ever did it twice.
We did it twice. We didn't
it's
do it
not
a lot.
Like, it's not like we the whole show became the fart podcast. We literally did 2 40-second bits on it. It wasn't... It
all right, we'll look at it in the future.
I don't think it should be the whole podcast. There's a point where you thought we should rename the whole thing to the Sloppy Farts podcast. But we've sort of gone completely the other way. I think there's a small space for it. People like it.
They do like
and
it.
And that was absolutely hilarious. The VAR check.
Yeah,
that final fart, the gap, and then just the bullet at the end.
It was crazy.
Sensational.
In at number one, then.
This is the big one. Number
one. Do you
one.
Remember this?
I don't know what it is.
Okay, so it begins these two female footballers.
Women.
Women footballers are together. They both sign. They both join each other at PSG. Okay. Yeah. It then gets to the stage where some rumours are going around about there being some jealousy because the one who's just joined from Barcelona at PSG has replaced her friend in the starting 11. Yeah, yeah, she is not happy about that one jot. So in a bid to rekindle some team harmony, PSG arrange a meal at this really posh place, okay? Over dinner, it emerges that several players have received anonymous calls from a man warning them that Ham Rory, however you say it, we'll call her Ham, that Ham is toxic and to keep their distance,
You've had toxic Ham before,
Yeah. I was on the toilet for weeks.
After the meal, Diallo offers Ham and another defender a lift home. They have just dropped off the friend, and then two masked men appear, drag Ham from the car, and set her on her with iron bars.
What?
I saw that he was targeting my legs, she said. Okay. Mysteriously, they also scream, you touch married men, as they beat her. Ham is adamant that somebody from the club is involved, naming the husband of another PSG teammate as a potential suspect. While recovering from the deep gashes to her legs, she's forced to miss training and a crunched Champions League tie against Real Madrid. In her absence, Diallo slots into midfield and turns a star performance as PSG win 4-0. In the days before the attack, they'd caught her Googling dangerous drug cocktail and how to break a kneecap, right? Diallo spends the night behind bars but denies all charges and is released from custody. Then investigators drop another bombshell. The SIM card in Ham's phone is mysteriously registered to legendary French left-back Eric Abidal, who's the sports director at Barcelona. So remember, she signed from Barcelona, so there's links to Eric Abidal. Days later, Abidal admits to having an affair with Ham, who he met while she was playing for Barcelona. He pleads his wife for forgiveness on Instagram, but it falls on deaf ears and she files for a divorce. Meanwhile, still shaken by her night behind bars, Diallo returns to PSG training, but things have turned ugly. Fuming at Ham's seemingly false accusations against Diallo and the teammate's husband, several players ask for their lockers to be moved.
Hold on. Incredible. Several players asked for their knockers to be checked. Oh, so funny.
Of all the times as well, of all the places to get the phrase wrong, it would have made no sense. But several players asked for their knockers to be checked instead of saying lockers is absolute
so good.
Fucking poetry. Ethan James, well done.
What, thank
number
you.
Number one spot of the year.
I must say, that surprised me because it was number one because it was the first news show, like you said, and we were coming up with this concept. We're like, okay, let's have a look what's going on, what's popping off, what could be funny that people haven't seen. And it's the first time where, like, I read the story, but it was quite difficult to, like, summarise. And I made a right mess of it throughout. I do this sometimes. I get a bit excited and I stumble over words.
Yeah.
I'm watching it back. It's really impossible to follow.
So
for that clip, a good minute of it is a terrible podcast.
It's crazy podcast.
Content.
It's fantastic. But that's almost what builds it. That builds the kind of empty vacuum that then becomes suspense as it goes along. It's absolutely fantastic, Ethan. Well done. And you know, for that, we'll check your knockers after this podcast. Just
thank
to make
you
sure
very much.
Okay.
Thank you
very much for voting. Yeah. Hopefully 2024. We've got a big 2024 coming.
Huge plans.
Massive plans.
Yes.
We'll tell you all about it very, very soon. But there will be lots more top 10 moments incoming. Yeah. Ethan James, thank you very much, sir.
2023,
thank you.
Mate.
Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And thank you to you, Joe.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Wave, Ethan.
See you later. Let's have a good 2024.
Oh, fuck it up.